This is the E-Square Podcast recording live from the Junction Complex. You are now making a worldwide connection.
Elevate your mind. Expand your thinking.
And so, my fellow Americans,
it's the E-Square Podcast.
E-Square Podcast, I'm Easy Mo. Today we got the man, the myth, the legend, Laser. What's good, bro?
The deal.
How you feeling?
I'm blessed.
Hey, so just to clarify, we dropped the jazz?
Yeah, we dropped the jazz.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Why? What happened with that?
It was just time for some new shit. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to switch it up, and plus, like, I went through, like, fucking five name changes. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
So, yeah. But it all, like...
Like Diddy? Puff Daddy.
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah, like my first name was Young Jazz, mm-hmm. right? And then from Young Jazz, my homie Lil Will out here in Vegas, he was like, yo, it's too many Youngs. Young Jeezy, Young. So I took the Young off and I was just Jazz. Mm-hmm. And that's when I signed my first deal. And then I dropped my first ever like big video, mm-hmm. but I couldn't find it on YouTube by just typing in Jazz.
Yeah.
So that's when I added the Laser, Jazz okay. Laser.
Well, so where's Laser come from?
Laser, love and zero regrets.
Oh, duh, I should have, you just told me. I should have fucking picked that up.
Yeah.
See, that's why you're a rapper and I'm not. You know what I'm saying?
Worry about it.
Yeah, man. So, so you had a hell of a year, 2020.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. I mean, it was weird in the real world.
Yes.
But for you, it was good. Blossom went crazy.
It did.
How do you feel about the reaction you
got? Man, It was unexpected. Like, I haven't dropped music in a while. And so I feel like people in my city were like, I just didn't know what the anticipation or like what was the you know, vibe. But as soon as I dropped it, man, they accepted me. And
who accepted you?
The city.
You didn't feel like you weren't accepted before?
It's not that I know. You know, it's crazy because being an artist, you know, you're sensitive about the shit.
Oh,
so it's
sure.
like, I felt like, you know, I'm just really, you know, I was just really cautious about it. Like, are mm-hmm. they going to fuck with it? Are they not?
Oh, man, that's crazy that you would even think like that.
Yeah, probably.
Because you're like, I mean, you know, for me, just watching you from a distance for a long time, you're like a beacon of hope, bro. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people in the city
I
look up to
that.
You. Yeah, for sure. You've been doing it. You've been doing it for so long.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
You got songs with Future. You got a song with Big Soulja.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you've been doing it for so long, bro. And, you know, you're definitely somebody that's like, you know, especially because you're the real deal. You write.
Yes,
you're
sir.
Not just an act.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So,
no.
So it's actually weird. I wanted to talk to you about, like, why you don't release more music.
I think it's I never been one of those people that want to like oversaturate stuff. Like I never ever been like I don't do something unless I'm like really good at it. So I'm a perfectionist.
Mm-hmm.
So like Blossom was something that like, bro, we were working on for like 2 years. I'm not kidding. Like Blossom is like 2 years worth of music.
Damn.
And, bro, it's the weirdest thing, man. I honestly don't know. It's like the randomest shit. Like, when it came to Blossom, like, we didn't even, like, plan out, like, a track list or anything. It was, like, one of those things where, like, because I'm just, like, I'm impulsive.
Yeah.
So, like, as soon as it got time for, like, we was all getting Blossom ready, everybody, like, man, we start printing up shirts and all type of shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, it's time to go. And it got to a point where they were trying to halt Blossom.
Mm.
And the guy was just like, no. I even went against my label and everything. I was like, no, we're putting this shit out.
Yeah.
They're like, well, do you got a track list? And I just scrammed the songs together. I didn't even like, nah, I'm dead ass. Like, I didn't even like hand, like pick a,
it just
I
felt,
just
it just
scrammed
felt
them
like
together
it was
and I just gave it to the label like that.
Yeah.
And the crazy part is that the shit sounds so perfect.
It does, yeah.
Synchronized.
It's a top to bottom kind
fuck.
Of thing. Yeah,
yeah, I can't believe it came
so,
out.
So it just felt right and you just trusted that gut instinct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. See, when you plan too much, bro, I tell people all the time, you're overthinking.
Exactly.
You're overthinking,
exactly.
man. Just do it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And so with the process, going through the process of Blossom, that's where I learned a lot. So that's what I'm going with Laser, with Love and Zero Regrets, because I kind of know what they want from me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I think the process is going to be a little faster.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy that you said it's 2 years worth of work.
Because,
you know, music changes so quickly.
Yes.
But it was like that, like, reflected, like, Blossom reflected the time.
Yes.
Perfectly.
100%.
Yeah. So you haven't had it. You've been doing music for so long. You haven't. I feel like you didn't take like the traditional come up through the local scene kind of route. Like, I mean, maybe you did. Maybe you didn't. I don't know.
I did. So, man, I've been out here in Vegas doing this shit for a minute.
Yeah.
I've been doing local shows in Vegas, like, really? Bro, since high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
What high school did you go to?
I went to Basic High.
Okay.
Same as Dizzy.
Okay. Damn, I wish I would have went to Basic. Maybe I'd be popping right now. Shit. No, but so what was like? What was that like, though? Like, coming up, like, you know, that it wasn't that long ago, but it seems like a lifetime.
Man, it's crazy, bro. Like, the whole, you know, the whole Vegas hip hop scene, that's where I got my shit from. You know, mm-hmm. That's where I got the love from the city from. We were doing this shit forever, doing mm-hmm. shows at Italian American Club and seriously, dog, like everywhere. Yeah, I remember, man, we was renting out fucking, you know, garages where they fix cars and shit, taking mm-hmm. all the cars out, setting up stages. And
damn,
like,
bro,
we were doing this for a long time, man. And mm-hmm. like, I think about that stuff now. And I tell people that that's what it takes to get to, you know, not to sound dumb, but to get like in a position where I'm at.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do those things.
You pay your dues.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of that's the thing. But we didn't have social media back then like that.
Right.
So I see a lot of up and coming artists now. They're like scared to look lame.
That's just crazy.
Yeah.
That's just crazy. Like, people don't even know. You know, when I tell people about the shows and stuff, all that stuff I did back then, they're like, well, how do I get the show? Yeah. I'm like, nigga, meet people. Like, these were my friends throwing these events.
Right.
I was just like, let me perform. Or they were just like, oh, we got a homie that does music. Jazz is going to perform.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. It's like, it's just an organic thing, man.
Uh-huh.
And you probably weren't thinking that much about, like, you know, how people thought of you or
right.
all that. You
nah.
were just having fun.
Nah.
Do you remember, like, what the decision was to really take music seriously?
Yeah, bro. I was in fucking high school. I was in high school, and I had just made the basketball team at Basic. Me and my best friend, we were like, that was our main goal, was to play, you know, varsity basketball for our high school. That was the main thing. And we tried out. Nigga, and I made the team. I was so shocked I made the team because I only, like, during the tryouts, I only scored twice.
Yeah.
But it was good buckets. Uh-huh. But I made the team. I was so surprised. And that same night, the very next day was the first practice.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time I got to go to the studio for real. First ever session. So that's the day when I was like, all right, do you go to this fucking basketball practice or do you go to the studio for the first time?
Mm.
And I went to the studio and I got dropped off the team for not going to the first practice.
Well, you made the right decision.
Definitely.
Damn, that's crazy. So it all could have been different if you would have went to that practice.
For sure.
Damn. So what was your first taste of success then? Like, how did you work up the ranks or, you know?
My first taste of success would have to be... My first taste of like the first taste of success, where you're like, you
like,
know,
like I, you think it's re- like you realize like, oh shit, I could do this.
Man, I mean, I had a lot of those moments, mm-hmm. but you know, my first taste of success is when I did the show at what is it, the Pearl in the Palms.
I just watched that with Rick Ross. Yo.
Yes, that
and Franny was DJing. Yeah,
I'm not kidding you, dog. When I walked out on that stage. It's like this feeling came over me. I was like, no, I'm not kidding.
The Holy
like,
Ghost.
Yeah. It was like, no, seriously, like this feeling came over me. I was like, dog, this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Mm.
It was like the only time in my whole life that I felt that I was doing what I was actually supposed to be fucking doing.
Mm.
It was insane.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah, I think I was watching that last night. I came across it. You know, I was doing my homework.
Yeah.
It was like, I watched the full thing. I was like, damn, he was really like, you know, he was having fun up there for
Bro, we had the strippers come out. She was insane.
Yeah, it's is that tough, like opening up for somebody and the crowd
that
not
was
really
tough.
There for you?
That was tough as hell, bro. The Pearl?
Yeah, it's a big ass venue.
It was cute
back then too.
I've never done no shit like that. So
okay.
like when I walked out and seen all those motherfucking people and shit, mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, Jazz, you really doing this shit right now? That shit was crazy. Yeah. That shit was crazy.
How do you feel before you perform? You nervous?
Nervous as fuck.
I was nervous before.
I gotta pee every time. I always gotta pee before a show. It's like the craziest thing. Yeah. My main fear is like doing a show and having to pee so bad.
Yeah.
So like, I swear, right before I go on stage, I always gotta pee. It's like the weirdest shit.
Yeah, weirdest shit. That's funny as
fuck. And I forget words. Shit's crazy.
Mm. Well, I mean, you could cover that up.
Oh, yeah.
Do you perform with the track in the background?
No.
No?
No, that's my, how do you feel about DJ artists? Friends. And
yeah, he, I know, because I used to work at Dre's, right?
Okay.
So I used to hear him all the time. You know, I've been up there. And he speaks a lot about that.
Yeah,
about,
he hates it.
Yeah.
He hates when artists
I agree.
The track in the back. Yeah. He hates it. And just because he hates that, I don't do it.
Yeah. It's dope that he's such a, you know, well-renowned DJ, and he's... talks that shit like that.
Legend.
Because artists, it's like they're lazy performing.
Period.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's what he doesn't like. He actually doesn't like.
Because he's a real music.
He doesn't like when people, you know, when they do clean versions of their record, they just bleep it out. He would rather have the alternative word.
You know? Mm-hmm. He don't like bleeps. Yeah. I don't see why clean versions are just cringy to listen to anyway.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
That's got to be tough for you to make a clean version of
shit. Yeah, bro. It's crazy because I would rather the beeps, but because Franz is my dog, I go in there and I do the clean version or whatever.
Another question I wanted to ask you, sir, is how come on DSPs, the only thing we could find is Blossom and a couple other things? You don't want to put your old shit up there?
No.
You want people to forget about it?
I don't want people to forget about it, but it's on something like, you know, if you find it, you find it. I'm not.
Does it hurt to listen to the old you?
Does it hurt? I don't think it hurts, but it's like, it's weird.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's weird. I don't listen to none of my old shit. I don't watch none of my old videos. Like, I'm just weird like that, bro. I don't watch none of my shit. I don't watch no fucking video. Yeah. I probably watch Best Friend. Mm-hmm. A handful of times, and I'm not kidding you.
No, I feel you. I don't listen to my podcast. I can't.
Facts.
I don't really like. It's like, well, first of all, I was there,
so right?
You know, so
exactly.
It's not for me. You know what
I'm
saying?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Best Friend, man. Over 1 million views.
Yes. On
the video was impeccable.
Man.
Impeccable.
Wow.
Yeah.
Insane.
Bro. Yeah.
Yeah. That shit came out wonderful.
Who came up with the treatment?
Me.
Oh, dog.
Yeah, all my videos, I do that.
Good.
Yeah, but when it comes to that one, dog, I was, when it comes to the song Best Friend, I knew it was a strong song. I knew that it was going to carry this project, but I knew that the video had to be cinematic, and I wanted to do something different, you know what I'm saying? So that's when I came up with the whole Queen and Slim is one of my favorite movies. I can't believe it didn't win an Oscar or something, but excuse me. And I was just like so into the whole movie thing. So I just wanted to do something different. I just wanted to switch it up and do something different. And man, that shit came out dope as fuck. Yeah. Shout out Chris Schuyler, man. He killed it.
Yeah, you got your point across in the video, you know.
For sure.
And it was a little mini movie. And
yes.
It was a movie that was cohesive.
Uh-huh.
And it was, you know, it kept my interest the whole time, you know. Yeah. And videos are so fucking watered down these days.
For sure.
God, I hate it.
Trash.
God, stop getting all your homies in the kitchen and shoot.
Trash.
Like, stop,
they're
man.
Just trash,
it's not going to, you know what I'm saying?
This is horrible.
So I appreciate, you know, the real artist. But you are a real artist, you know.
Yes.
You're not just a rapper. You're not just
I really care about this shit. Like,
yeah.
I take this shit to heart. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I take this music shit to heart.
Mm-hmm.
This is me. This is all I got. You know what I'm saying? So like, without this shit, I wouldn't fucking be doing anything. So like, man, like, bro, you know, I don't fake love this shit like niggas do. You know what I'm saying? People be fake passionate. Like, that's that type of shit that
I just want to be famous.
Turns me up.
Yeah.
I got to be fake passionate about something or just want to be famous or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not my goal. I'm an artist. That's true. And that's all fine and dandy. But my main love, bro, my main passion is music. I like writing songs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, writing songs is what keeps me alive. Like, I have to write music. That's my main thing. It could be any fucking song. I just want to write songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, you're very accomplished as a writer.
Man, I appreciate that, dog. That was something. All shout outs to Pooh Bear. He definitely coached me into that whole role.
What does it take to write a good song?
Ooh, what does it take to write a good song? It takes it takes humility. It takes vulnerability. It takes somebody being as honest as possible. But that's a good song. If somebody can hear a song and they can relate, that's a great song.
Mm. The connection.
The connection.
The emotional connection.
Yes.
But it has to be organic. It has to be real.
It has to be real. It has
yeah,
to
not
be,
generic.
Yeah, no. We ain't doing that.
Isn't that easy to fall into, though?
Yes, it is, bro. I've fell into that many times. Because, you know, you get caught into the hype of, like, what's hot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That does happen.
You know, do you pay attention to what's hot? And, like, allow that to influence your writing process?
I try not to.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to.
But it's hard, though.
It's hard.
Because you're listening to music all the time.
Because you got Lil Baby ringing off.
Yeah.
You got my fucking, you know what I'm saying, 42 W, you got all these niggas ringing off. So it's hard not to want to do some shit like that.
Right.
But you got to be original, and you got to maintain the fucking creativity, dog. You can't just water it down and think that this shit is going to pop for you, because it's not.
100%. Is it weird writing for other people? Do you let that?
I love writing for other people.
Really?
I love when people...
Gifting them with a piece of genius. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got it, motherfucker, but I got you.
The main thing to it is when somebody, like, it's like a idea, you know? It's like an idea that I have, and, like, I'm already having this person in mind, and then once they fucking start singing it and bringing it to life how I envisioned it, nothing makes me happier than that. It's like the weirdest shit. It's like creating your own movie. It's just like the weirdest thing. I can't really describe the feeling, but nothing is like having a fucking Chris Brown sing your song.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's wild, bro.
Like, that shit, that blows my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, it does. Like, just thinking about shit like that is like, you know, I grew up watching this kid. I grew up idolizing this person.
Mm-hmm.
And of course I've had thoughts of writing songs for this person.
Mm-hmm.
But for this person to actually sing my words, that blows my mind, like a Party Next Door. Like when I work with Party Next Door and he, like,
he's a songwriter.
Bro, when I heard him, he's a songwriter. He's a he's a accomplished songwriter. Yeah. He wrote work for Beyonce. Yeah. I mean, for Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
And when I hear, and this is after he wrote work for Rihanna, and then I hear him singing my words, I'm like, I gotta be dope. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Confirmation.
I gotta be dope.
Man.
Nah, but stuff like that is a blessing, man. Yeah. I'm very, very fortunate for even that type of stuff to happen to me, man, for real.
It seems like a little overwhelming to think about that, because it's like, you know.
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah. It's unreal. It's like, and take it even further, is when a motherfucker do a video to something that you wrote. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now.
It's like complete.
That feeling that you get from that is like the weirdest, surrealist thing.
Yeah.
It's almost like you get all this energy. You don't even know what to do with it.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting there in the house like, what in the fuck? Like, I gotta do something today, but I don't know.
Yeah. Man, that's crazy, bro. Well, congratulations on all your success, bro.
I appreciate that.
I feel like, but I'm so curious on how you know, watching you earlier on in your process, you're much more the artist, much more in the videos, and you know, doing all that and doing your own music. But I feel like you really took writing more seriously behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah. So, I want to say, you're right.
So what was that? What was that like?
I just started falling more, like, bro, because, you know, I love Frank Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
I love SZA.
You love SZA.
I love SZA. Like, I'm the biggest SZA fan. But I'm in love with songwriting, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, there's nothing. I think that's doper than being the artist. Like, or if you could be the songwriter and the artist, that's dope. But to me, I have more of a connection. Like, when I hear a Frank Ocean song, it's not that I'm like, oh, man, Frank Ocean's dope. Man. He looks so cool. No, I'm more connected that this nigga wrote this shit. I can't believe he put these words together. Seriously.
Yeah.
I'm like, I get pulled into that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my passion. Like, you know, that's when I realized. So it wasn't like I was putting artistry on the back burner, but it was just like, I just realized what I'm really in love with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm really, really, really in love with songwriting. Like, nothing makes me feel more like my soul hot. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think songwriters are really underappreciated.
Oh, very much so, bro.
Because it's not easy to do.
It's not. It's one of the Without that, there ain't no damn song.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
It's really not. It's really not easy to do at all.
No.
It's hard enough to write a song, but you want to talk about writing a good song? That's another thing. You want to talk about writing a great song? That's another thing.
That's another thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, so is it just practice, or is it just like?
Yeah. It's practice. It's staying in the studio, bro. Like I tell everybody that's doing anything that got to do with music. If you not locked in the studio, you might as well just forget about it.
Yeah. Kill yourself.
Forget about it. Leave the shit alone, bro. If you're not in this bitch every day, cause like I tell people, nigga, that nigga Wayne is in the studio right now. Mm-hmm. Little Wayne is in the studio right now. Mm-hmm. Right now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's deep.
It's
like, what if Wayne is in the studio right now, he's a millionaire.
Yeah.
Wayne's in the studio right now and I ain't.
Yeah.
What does that say?
Yeah,
that means he's in where he's supposed to be and you where you're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. There's levels, bro. There's levels of commitment,
facts,
dedication.
Facts.
You got to become obsessed, you know? But it's like anything you want to do. If you want to be a soccer player.
Exactly. That's why I cried for a week when that nigga Kobe died. Because that was the main person that fucking showed me dedication.
Mm-hmm. Hard work.
Without no apologies.
Yeah.
Just straight dedicated to fucking basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to just get on. I used to love how he used to get on Shaq. Like, I used to just love dedication like that.
He's a savage. You got to be savage. Savage.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's that shit I fuck with.
Yeah, it's like the new generation don't got it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The millennials, it ain't there no more, bro. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's social media is going to everybody's head.
Exactly, you know? Dog.
It's weird, bro.
It's the social media.
Yeah. Bro, it's so much I want to talk to you about, bro. The Audibles. Let's talk about the Audibles, your relationship with them. Because, you know, they're in the videos way back when.
Yes.
You know, how does that relationship start and grown? And, you know, like,
those are my best friends.
Yeah.
So that's number one. People always hit me up, like, you know, people that are trying to cut up and stuff, they always hit me like, man, how'd you get the Audibles? How'd you get your beats? And da, da, da.
Yeah.
I have no answer for that because these are my real life friends.
They've been with you for a long time, bro.
From the start, from this actual start till now. So these are my best friends. And man, those are the most talented people I know. And without them, I don't know where I would be. Those guys, I owe them everything. Those guys are my source of motivation. You know what I'm saying? If I'm having an off day, I know for sure they having an on day.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit motivates me, man. Mm-hmm. Them dudes had a top 10 record this year.
Mm-hmm.
And they always said they were going to do some shit like that. Like, no cap. We always said that they were going to be in that position.
Yeah.
And to have that intention song, top 10 on Billboard.
The Biebs.
It just blew our minds.
Like,
I can't believe that they got to.
Yeah.
See that accomplishment. That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Insane.
Man. It's so good. Are they from Vegas too?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome, bro.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. You guys are like the beacon, you know, the beacon of hope over
here.
You know
what I'm
saying? It's possible, bro.
We gotta hold it down. We try our hardest to hold it down, but we keep Vegas in mind at all times.
For sure. For sure. Especially you, man. And that's, I wanted to talk to you about that too. Like, you didn't go Hollywood on us, man.
No. it's funny. People swear I am, though, dog.
It's okay. You're accomplished. You're successful.
Yeah.
You have a musical career. This is what a music career looks like.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? And people don't understand that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I think it's just like, you know, insecurity. You know what I'm saying?
That and then jealousy, little weird shit. But bro, I'm not Hollywood. That's the main thing out of the camera. Yeah.
Yeah.
The main thing that the main perception that I get out here is that motherfucker think I'm away, that I'm not, yo. I'm really not. And then it's crazy because I always get I think people think this is a compliment, but when I meet people, they're like, man, you're not an asshole. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
Was I supposed to be?
Right, yeah.
Well, you know, if you look at your Instagram, you would think you are. Like, how does that even make sense?
They're snitching on themselves about their preconceived notions. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you were judging me. You were judging
facts,
me. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
You're definitely not Hollywood because I'm just a guy. And you're on my show, man. I appreciate
it.
I'm humble.
Period. Nah, I'm doing this shit for the city, man. I seen you bubbling up.
Appreciate it.
The impact that it's having, even my own friends that I grew up with, my best friends, they're like, yo, this show is hard. You got to get on this show. Like, my friends are telling me this. You know what I'm saying? So that's
love, bro.
Shout out Isom. That's dope, bro. Like, watching you do this and you're at the forefront because nobody, and mind you, I know a lot of people that are trying to get do this right now. The way you're doing it is professional. And if you want to fuck with me, that shit got to be professional.
Thanks, brother.
And I fuck with professional.
Thanks, brother. Thanks, brother. I got to put my best foot forward, man. Facts. For sure. And shout out to Tenez and everybody over here,
Ultra
man.
Ultra shout out to Tenez.
Yeah, man.
We go back.
Without him, that's good to know. That's good to know that, you know, because Tenez is responsible for a lot of shit that I've been able to do, you know.
Real one.
So without him, none of this would be possible. If I didn't have this setup, I would not be... I wouldn't even waste your time, bro. Nah. I wouldn't even waste your time.
I would hate to show up to somebody's house on the couch.
Never, bro. Never, bro. Hey, man, they're trying, but you know,
facts.
It is what it is, bro. There's levels to everything.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
It is, man.
Let's talk about fatherhood, man. You're a daddy.
Yes.
How has that influenced your life and your career?
That's the best part of life to me.
Yeah.
The best part of life to me is being a dad, man. Mm-hmm. Like having my kids with me. Bro, when I don't have my kids around, I start like SpongeBob out of water, nigga, getting dry and on this bitch. Like,
yeah, you're a worry bug?
Huh?
You're a worry bug?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, man.
And I love my fucking kids, man.
Yeah.
I swear, like, if I don't have them around for too long, it shit starts getting weird with me. For real. Like, I need them. They give me life. They are my energy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, without them, my energy's fucking gone.
Yeah.
Love.
Your son is your twin.
Yes, bro. It's my fucking
twin. He's
your
fucking twin.
It's my fucking
exactly.
Twin.
He's a model too?
Yes.
Yeah.
All of them at one point did modeling. My daughter, Skylar, she's about to do her first shoot.
Uh-oh.
Next Thursday. So that's actually pretty sick. She's already like in the game. My son's done Denny's commercials and shit like that. Like,
yeah, that's crazy. So how do you think about like introducing them to that world, or do you feel like trying to be overprotective with my son?
I'm more cautious about it.
With your son, you're more cautious.
Mm-hmm. With my son, I'm more cautious about it because I really want him to be the best at whatever it is he wants to be. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to force anything on my son. My daughter Skylar, she's only 1.5, and all she does is sing music. All she does is sing. She can't even say words yet. And all she does is sing. And like,
yeah, she got it.
I really think, seriously, even Jimmy, just the other day, Jimmy's like, Skylar's going to be a star. I'm just letting you know. But like, that is the only kid I've ever had that I'm like, I might push this one to do some shit. Uh-oh. Like, no cap. Yeah. Like, I might force it on Skylar. I'm not going to lie. Because she's showing me signs of it so early. That I'm gonna have to like Joe Jackson her real quick.
Oh God. Well, kids need a push, man. You know,
facts.
They need the push.
They need the push, man. Yeah. I watch too many documentaries. Ain't one kid great at something whose parent wasn't like up their ass about it.
For sure.
It just didn't happen.
Sure.
Other than LeBron James, he's not normal.
Yeah. No. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. No. You have to push your kids, man.
Have to.
I was telling my mom the story the other day. I was like, man, parents just let their kids do whatever they want to do and not do whatever they don't want to do.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, I remember specifically I was crying at my first soccer practice. She pulled my ass out and threw me on the field. And I was on that team for 5 years. And I
dope.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts, bro.
Like, you got to push your kid.
Jimmy G. I tell people this story all the time. Jimmy G of the Audibles hated piano practice as a kid. His mom tells the story all the time. Mm-hmm. He hated it, would cry. Would cry when he had to go. He's the Audible now, producing for Justin Bieber and shit.
Yeah.
So, like... You gotta push your kids.
It makes them stronger.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Otherwise, they'll grow up to be little weak little bitches, you know?
Exactly.
You know
what I'm
saying? And do nothing and just be spoiled and entitled, bro.
Exactly.
Man,
and I have a daughter in New York. Her name is Giselle.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been taking acting classes and singing classes since she was 5 years old.
Oh,
she's 13.
Shit. Oh, shit.
And she's like an actual star. I'm not trying to say that just because it's my kid, but I'm not kidding. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. My daughter, that's one, Skylar and then Giselle, they both just have this thing about them that they feel like they're stars already.
It's
the weirdest shit. It's like,
kids are a trip,
Well,
they see their dad doing his thing.
Exactly. You know? I get it. It's like, it just blows my mind to watch this gene shit work. Like, in your face. It's like, damn, genes is real. Like, these kids love music. It's insane.
Did your parents love music too?
My mom loved music. My dad, My dad was a big, big, big DMX fan, and my dad was very, like, you know, I just know my dad loved island music. Like, he would always, like, be grooving and shit. Mm-hmm. My mom, big R&B head, like, mm-hmm. the biggest R&B head. Like, yeah. My mom, I used to walk in, when I was a kid, I used to come in the house from playing, and my mom would just be sitting on the couch. Nobody around. Mm-hmm. Nobody in the house. Sitting on the couch, blasting Brandy from the top, just Brandy, sitting on the couch. Mind you, ain't no motherfuckers ain't texting back then. Right. She's just sitting on the couch, blasting Brandy, rocking back and forth. And I used to just be like, what?
Yeah.
But it's weird because those moments, watching those moments of my parents loving music like that or like catching their little zones, it taught me like, damn, this shit could take you to another place. Mm-hmm. Like, you can get lost in the music.
Mm-hmm. Escapism,
And that's what I learned from watching my mom, like, zone out like that. And, like, I should just be like, damn, music does that to people? That's insane.
Yeah.
And so I used to catch myself, like, putting on songs, like, when everybody was away and just trying to, like, vibe out like my mom would. And
pretending to be in another world.
I think that's why I do love music the way that I do.
Mm-hmm. How does she feel about your career? She's proud of you?
She's texting me all night last night. My mom is extremely happy. She's overwhelmed, you know, because like I never as a kid, I wasn't fucking walking around singing. I wasn't walking around rapping. I wasn't doing none of that. I kept it all like inside.
You're almost a hooper.
And so exactly. And so like when I got older, that was like probably the first time she's ever heard any of my music. And my mom was like, and I really wanted my mom to think I can sing, but I didn't say like, I really hope my mom. Mm-hmm. But deep down, I was like, I hope my mom could sing. And when my mom heard one of my songs one day, she was like, damn. My mom called, I ain't gonna say what she calls me, but she was like, she was like, damn, son, that
poo butt.
Nah, she's like, damn, son, you really can sing really good. Uh-huh. And like, that was a game. That was a life changer for me when I heard her say that.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy, man. That's it'd be weird to have my kid as a, you know. Do you bring her in the studio and like bring her around?
My mom?
Yeah.
No, she's never been to the studio. No.
Because I think that's like a new trend, like artists bringing their moms around.
Right. Yeah. I know. I see that. I've met a lot of people's moms. I've met Wiz's mom.
Yeah. That's like, the main one. Yeah.
She's smoking weed with us.
Yeah.
Sean Kingston's mom. Uh-huh. People bring their moms. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. And that's kind of weird for me too. Like I go to LA. You go to LA, you go to fucking somebody's house and like their mom is actually there, like living there.
Yeah.
She's crazy. And she's lit. So the mom's lit too. Mind you, there's bitches running around and the mom is like feeding the bitches and shit. It's just crazy.
That's wild. I could never.
Nah, me neither.
Yeah.
Nah, my mom, no.
Yeah.
Mom's would have to have a separate situation for life.
Yeah, for sure. There's certain sides of me that I just don't think was appropriate for my mom
to see. Facts. Facts. Things I say, all type of shit.
Yeah.
I'm cool, man.
Yeah. So being around all these famous people and, you know, how does the fame factor, it could fuck somebody up.
Yes, bro. I had to learn. I had to, bro, I went through my stages, family. Mm-hmm. If I'm being honest, like, I went through my stages and, this is, you know, I went through my stages and...
What do you mean?
You know, back when Bieber was, like, on fire, right? Mm-hmm. I was, like, around him a lot. Mm-hmm. And Bieber is extremely rich, okay? You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, no, seriously. Justin Bieber is Justin Bieber. He's a fucking mega superstar and he's extremely rich. Mm-hmm. And when you're around people like that, you kind of, you kind of adapt... You kind of think that their life's your life for a split second. You'd be like really into that shit. Mm-hmm. So honestly, bro, I got dragged into that shit.
Yeah.
And I was fucking on lean like a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Pills really, really, really bad, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about, nigga, I had my fucking phases. Mm-hmm. So, and that was all of me thinking that I'm just some this fucking rock star superstar hanging out with fucking big superstars all day, thinking that this life is my life. Yeah. And it's not. So, yeah, bro, that shit you can get caught up in the mix. You can get caught up in the mix fucking around with these niggas, dog. Yeah. Like for real, you can. Yeah. So, what I learned from it is you gotta live by your means, mm-hmm. and you gotta be you. You can't be them. Mm-hmm. You cannot be them. You can get lost in that shit. I have homies right now that are lost in that shit, that are fucking roadies for life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You're just a fucking roadie.
Yeah.
You know, you don't even actually make your own money mm-hmm. at all.
Yeah.
You're depending on this person to feed you.
Oh, you mean
like,
people just going like part of the crew?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, God. That's how it is, bro.
Oh,
that's
man.
How it is.
Yeah.
It's like you could become a member of that. You can become lost in that crew and just lose your whole self. I done seen niggas, you know, that had money and had their own shit together. They join these crews.
Mm-hmm.
And lose everything trying to make this person happy.
Mm-mm.
Mind you know, because you got some celebrities that's just, it's different. It's like, I don't want to say no celebrities' names, but then you got some people that are like, they're rich. They're the celebrity, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But when you come around and you got some money, oh, bro, hey, can you buy this? Pay for that, bro. I got you.
Yeah, yeah.
Drugs. It's weed. Call what's name. Have him pay for it.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, bro, you paying for the weed, you paying for the lead, you paying for all this shit. You broke as fuck. This nigga is never paying you back, mind you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Never.
The rich guy is never paying you back.
Never paying you back. You're probably never getting that money back.
Yeah.
Trying to buy a friendship. But you're doing this, exactly, you're doing this to try to keep up, and it's just the whole keep up
thing,
bro. So you can get lost in that. You can get lost in that. I did, and I went down like the whole route of the, you know, the lean, the Zans, and I fucking almost crashed out, bro, for sure.
How'd you come out of that?
I woke up one day and I was just like, I'm done with this shit. Mm-hmm. Literally, bro. I swear I remember like it was yesterday, like it was a movie. I was in Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
We was in LA and it was like early as fuck in the morning. I was on the phone with my ex. And then I just woke up one day and I was just like, I'm done with this shit. Literally went cold turkey.
Damn.
Literally.
That's crazy.
And it's actually weird because my friends that are like into that shit, they're like, bro, usually people that go cold turkey like have like withdrawals or like mm-hmm. or like the amount of Xans that you were taking, Jazz, you could have probably just died from going cold turkey like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just did. Mm. I just went cold turkey. I was just like, man, this shit is fucking lame.
Yeah. Just woke up
one day and was just like, nah.
Yeah.
Because, bro, honestly, I started doing it because I didn't want to feel shit. Like, I was on some numb shit.
Those Zans are dangerous.
Very.
I had a problem, too.
Very. Don't do Zans.
Yeah.
Don't do
Zans. Did you ever hear the story about why I stopped doing Zans?
You?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I had Toxic up here. I probably shouldn't, because a lot of people are going to watch this, and it's pretty embarrassing. But I don't give a fuck. I shit myself.
Oh.
Yeah. I shit myself, bro. I was so chill. I was so relaxed, bro.
Damn.
In the car by myself, yeah.
Word.
I didn't have to tell anybody that. But,
facts.
You know, it was like a moment. I was like, yo, no. I got to cut this out. Because I was going through a phase where I couldn't shit out in public. And
word?
Yeah, I couldn't go like more than 10 minutes away from my house because it was just weird. I was like a hypochondriac or something.
Oh.
And I was like, yo, I can't shit in public. So I got to stay close to the house.
Damn.
And then I was on my way home and I was off them Zans. You know, you're off them Zans, you just...
That's deep. That's deep.
Yeah, this interview just took a weird turn, but let's get back on track. Don't do Xanax, people.
Please,
don't
man.
Do it. Yeah, no, it really is. And do you feel like artists are like glorify that a little bit?
Yeah.
Because it's weird because I see like they do glorify it and then...
They like, don't do it.
Well, yeah. And then in their interviews and shit, it's like, oh, we're not glorifying it. We're you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah,
like,
that's the double-edged sword. People glorify it. Yep. People glorify it because at the end of the day... I might take a Xan if I'm going on a long flight. Like, I'm going to Jamaica soon.
Yeah.
I might take a Xan that day.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest.
Mm-hmm. But it's good for sleep sometimes.
You
get the best
sleep. It actually works on those flights. Like, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
If you want to take a 14-hour flight and sleep the whole time, you know, not promoting that drug, but it's just, so every now and then, you might pop a Xan.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but to overdo it, no, and not to mention nowadays they're doing that fentanyl shit, mixing it. I can't even fuck with it. I'm straight.
Yeah, they got these fentanyl strips that you can test your drugs. So I encourage everybody to get those.
Word, I didn't know that. That's dope.
Yeah,
that's dope.
I encourage everybody to get
Please
those.
Please start doing that shit.
Back to fame though, and dealing with fame and people, you know, being around famous people. But then, how has that affected the way people see you? Because you're such a cool guy, man.
People think that. I mean, like I said earlier, people. Because I'm around those people that I'm a certain way.
Yeah.
I think that's that's what comes off of that. But yeah.
In the city?
Yeah, especially yeah. in the city.
Because
yeah.
we don't know famous people like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Fame is new to us.
Right, you know right, right, right. Relatively. But, yeah. you know, this is Vegas, man. This is fucking Vegas. Mm-hmm. Superstars come here to shine. You know what I'm saying? So get familiar. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't act brand new to this shit. We are this shit. You know what I'm saying? And pretty soon, the whole world is about to see that shit. Mm-hmm. For real.
No, 100%. We're bubbling.
Facts. I can't wait till we get that NBA team.
Yeah.
It's over with.
Yeah. Vegas is lit. Mm-hmm. I just wish people from California would stop fucking moving here. God damn. It's getting too crowded. You know what I'm saying? So you got this. So when's this album dropping this year?
Love and Zero Regrets.
Yeah. And are you going to be dropping more of your own shit? Since you gave us Blossom, I know for me, it was so good, top to bottom.
Yes, yeah.
And, you know, it's that R&B vibe, mm-hmm. and it's that, but it's not, it's mm-hmm. the rap, you're rapping mm-hmm. too, and mm-hmm. you've always had bars. When Blossom dropped, it was like, oh, we need more from this. No, we need facts. More.
And that's the feeling that I wanted to give. That's mm-hmm. what I wanted to give. I wanted people to want more, but Love and Zero Regrets. What month are we in right now?
March.
I want to say by like June, July.
Mm, summertime.
That shit will be out.
Summertime.
June, July, Love and Zero Regrets will be fucking out. Mm. And this on this project, you know, last project I didn't have no features and shit on it, except for Sebastian and Dizzy.
And Dizzy, yep. Talladega Nights.
On this one, I'm going to reach out to my famous friends.
Okay.
You know what
okay.
I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I really like no features.
Yeah, same. That's why I wanted Blossom to be like that on purpose. Yeah. Like I didn't want people to be like, oh well, his you know, yeah. he hangs out with so and so that's why he yeah. got no. Like that wasn't the case. So with this one though, I want to bring the lights here. I wanna bring the celebrities here. Mm. I wanna bring that
we
shit
need it.
Here.
We need Facts. It.
I want to turn it up.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a couple artists in the city coming out of Vegas, repping for Las Vegas,
yes, sir.
That are going to be, do you feel like the catalyst for the rest of us? You know what I'm saying? Do you feel like a sense of responsibility to the city?
I do. I really do, man. I ain't going to lie. Every time I step in the studio, I do. Like, mm-hmm. I don't take that shit light. Like, the whole Vegas thing, like, I don't take that shit light at all, mm-hmm. no. I might not chime in to the conversations that they have online and shit, mm-hmm. but I care about this shit so much, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
It's not even funny.
I feel you. I love my city. I'm born and raised here, and sometimes I love it a little bit too much, mm-hmm. and I get a little bit too much emotionally wrapped up in it.
But you're the people that we do it for. You're the ones, like, mm-hmm. you, people like you, be in my brain when I'm creating, because, mm-hmm. like, I want to make people like you happy when you hear the shit.
Yeah, for sure. Or it's like proud, like, you know, when yeah. Dizzy drops, you know, Dizzy's whole career,
yes.
you know, I'm a diehard Dizzy fan.
Yes.
And I've had to fight for, like, Dizzy's respect, you know what I'm saying, to my own homies that are born and raised here too.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Dizzy still doesn't get the respect he deserves either. You yeah. know, and it's, you know, it's just, but
he's a legend though. He's a Las Vegas legend. And he's gonna always be that. And he's just getting started. Like, I feel like Dizzy mastered the whole Las Vegas underground scene like no mm-hmm. other. Like, mm-hmm. he's fucking mastered that shit.
Yeah.
And he figured out how to get a bunch of people that like one thing in mm-hmm. one building.
Yeah.
He's that is genius.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's just now about to reach his like mainstream level. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Cause mm-hmm. he's already mastered underground. And once he reaches that mainstream level, which I feel like he's doing right now, mm-hmm. it's gonna be over.
Yeah, I see him on Twitter a lot talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, talking about, like, you know, taking that next step and
exactly.
maybe
it's
signing
time.
To him.
It's
like,
time.
Yeah,
it's
for
time.
Sure. He's done. He's accomplished everything you can accomplish in the underground.
For
bro.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
He did it. He's yeah. fucking did it. He's still doing shows, selling them out.
Still young, too.
Mm-hmm.
Still young. Yeah, man. Vegas is such a weird place. And I say all the time, we're on an island. We're just surrounded with dirt.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And so it's, we're not, in hip-hop, hip-hop itself is still really young.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But hip-hop in Vegas, we're like, we're like just crawling, just learning to crawl type shit. Real you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I think people just gotta, you know, give us more time, a little bit more time. But you know, it's I could imagine the pressure that, yeah, that you might be feeling sometimes, and people be looking at you for features and, and this and that. Your DMs probably going crazy. It's, how do you balance like just your staying sane and all this extra shit going on in your career? Because you don't have a typical go to work and then leave work at work. Like,
well, I started going to therapy now, bro.
Oh, really?
That's my new thing. Yeah, I started therapy a week, 2 weeks ago, and that shit helps for real. So,
what made you feel like you need therapy?
Mental health. I felt like it was a, you know, the music industry can take a hold on you, man. A toll on your fucking mental. And so, I felt like I was getting drained with the want to succeed. You know what I'm saying? I want to succeed so much. It's all I think about on a daily basis. And sometimes I don't like it. Sometimes I don't like that I want to be great so bad. Sometimes I'm like, damn, nigga, chill the fuck out. No, seriously. Sometimes I'm like, no, seriously. Sometimes I'm like, bro. So I'm like, I've had to have talks with myself. This is when I knew I needed therapy. When I was fucking having talks with myself about being hard on myself. Because I'm hard on myself. So like, bro, I'm talking about every song. It got to the point where I started thinking like, do I even know what's dope anymore? Because like, I would do songs, but I'm doing three songs a night, right? We're doing, bringing out three songs a night. I'm not listening to the songs afterwards type shit. Days go by and Jimmy called me like, did you hear that song we did last night? I'm like, nah.
Yeah,
and I play it, and it's hard. Like, damn, how did I even think it was hard when I did it? That's weird. So I'm like, damn, I think I'm in my brain too much. I need to go see somebody.
Yeah.
So like, it's just a build, because it's a build up, bro. Like, I'm doing song. I'm always writing. I'm always in my brain using these words and shit. So like, I feel like this therapy is going to help me compartmentalize.
Yeah, right. Organize your thoughts and your emotions. Yeah, that's dope, bro. Congratulations on that, because that's a big step, man. You know, especially as a man, we have pride.
Facts.
We don't want to admit we need help.
Facts. I've been getting a lot of, you know, it's crazy, like posting my whole therapy journey. I've been getting a lot of, I'm proud of yous. It's crazy because I didn't expect none of that. I didn't think that. I don't know, but like,
yeah. What you did is probably that you don't know that you did is you probably made it okay for somebody else to go get therapy.
I did actually. You know, I did. I got a lot of DMs and I've sent people to the same place I go to.
It's a beautiful thing. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. I think I need therapy because I'm the same way too. I'm in my head a lot too.
Yeah,
I've always been reserved.
Bro, therapy's dope, bro. They break this shit down. Let me tell you, dog. They break this shit down to where they'd make you realize that you're doing a lot of things self-consciously. You're like, whoa.
Yeah.
You're doing this because,
yeah.
Oh, then you start, and you're like, damn, it's crazy. It's so dope because you need to have those out-of-body experiences where you can step out of yourself and realize why you're doing this.
Yeah.
Life is about decisions, fam.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Life is about decisions. And, you know, insanity means doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. That's what insanity means.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you gotta switch.
Yeah.
You gotta just, if you love yourself, dig deep inside yourself and try to find the best.
Yeah, it's therapy's like, I've been to therapy before when I was a kid. You know, I had
really
because I had a, you know, I had a lot of family problems when I was a kid, so my mom made me go to therapy.
Wow.
But the therapists were just not like,
so that's another thing.
It's the right therapist.
It's the right therapist too, because you might not be feeling that person. So don't go into therapy with the first person and think that, hey, this is it. No, you might want to find the right person.
Yeah, it's definitely a step that we should all take, no matter how good you think you're doing in life is. Yeah. Especially, I'm 20 and I'll be 30 this year, and my mom was just telling me last night. She was like, I guess it's a thing in psychology when people turn 30. They start realizing like what they're like, the trauma they went through as a kid, how that affects them when they hit 30. It's like a threshold. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know maybe I'm at that age where I'm like, you know what I'm saying?
I think you should, bro. I think you should. Especially since you're doing this shit, fam, it's gonna make your skills to another level.
Okay.
Another level. $100 a session.
Okay.
Fuck.
Yeah. I'll get that info. Got after it. After we end this, but I think that's it, bro. Let's wrap it up. Hey, I appreciate you pulling up, man. It's an honor for real.
It's love.
You know what I'm saying? You got Love and Zero Regrets dropping this summer.
Yes.
We're looking forward to it. You know what I'm saying? Anything else you want to say to the people?
Man, look, I love my city. I'm fucking so thankful for the support that I get from y'all. And I just can't wait to share the new music and my new songs and my accomplishments with my city. And, you know, one day we're going to bring back Grammys and trophies and all that shit.
Mm-hmm. Hello. I appreciate you, bro. Till next time. Yes, sir.